How you doing there, Tony?
I'm doing good.
Hey, what are some of the keys for yourself here at the combine? What do you want to show the NFL scouts here?
I just want to show my ability to compete. That's what it's all about. I'm out here competing with other guys and just having fun.
You've been compared to Alvin Kamara. What do you think of that?
You know, as everybody knows, Alvin Kamara has great skills, so it's an honor for me. But at the end of the day, he's in the NFL already. I still got to earn my way through this process.
In your own words, what do you view as maybe your strengths coming in?
My strength, just being able to, you know, vision hit the hole well, you know, good speed, being able to run the football effectively.
How would you describe right now the relationship with Nick Chubb, like the friendly rivalry type of situation?
There's no rivalry, just straight, you know, friends competing against each other, you know. We won't call it rivalry, we call it just competition.
What kind of player will the NFL be getting in him?
Say it again?
What kind of player will the NFL be getting in him, in Nick Chubb?
They'll be getting a great player, an explosive player, somebody that makes plays, and somebody that enjoys doing it.
Sony, a lot of people said that Nick was like thunder, you were like lightning. That might be true in some ways. Do you feel like that maybe takes away some from your ability to run between the tackles, though?
Not at all, because that's something somebody came up with. You know, that doesn't affect me and how I play. I just go out there and play football.
You say you're thunder and lightning?
I don't call myself any of those.
What did you learn about yourself when you kind of got after Nick got hurt, when you kind of had a chance to get your back? What did you learn out of that experience?
It just gave me another perspective of just being the back, the only back to really be able to go. A lot of our guys were banged up that year. It just showed me to put the team first.
You hit the hole so quickly, and so much of that has to do with vision. How have you developed that?
Just repetition, you know, being coachable, learning that what was taught to me, and just try to add it to my game.
How do you not outrun your blocks though?
It's all about being patient.
How did the program at American Heritage shape you into going into your college years and being able to contribute rather quickly?
American Heritage is a college preparatory school, so it kind of prepares you from day one on and off the field, going on to the next level, and especially with football. You know, there at American Heritage, there's a lot of great high school players, so you're going to compete with the best. So, you know, competition started there.
What would you tell a team about why you'd be able to contribute in year one?
Say it again?
What would you tell a team about why you're able to contribute in year one?
My willingness to learn.
Have you bulked up since in the off season? Since the season, are you bigger than you were?
No, I'm about the same. Same weight.
Are you familiar with the history of Georgia backs in Denver with Terrell Davis and Landis Gary? You thought at all about what the fit might be like there?
No, I never really put any thought into that.
Sony, being from South Florida, do you know Lamar Jackson at all?
No.
Never met him. Never played against him. Never.
Balance can be an underrated trait, you know, for a running back. How did you end up kind of developing that and being able to kind of absorb contact and not get knocked off balance or not fall off of, you know, first contact?
It's just the will to want to. Who wanted more? It's the type of game we're playing. We're going to have a lot of one-on-one matchups, and sometimes you got to try to just want it more than an opponent.
Have you seen from NFL teams kind of adapting to college teams, and how do you think that'll help you when you transition to the NFL level?
Is that again?
How do you think the NFL's kind of adopted some college teams, and then how do you think that's going to help you when you get to the NFL?
Well, I think, you know, we run similar, you know, plays, you know, there's different terminology. Same concepts. We just kind of keep it basic, and the same way with the NFL. They have kind of similar traits that college have, but it gets a little bit more difficult. You're playing against different personnel. You're playing against the best of the best, so it gets different on that level.
You do a lot of things well, but what do you consider maybe your greatest attribute as a player?
My greatest attribute is just being, a great team leader. Just being there for my brothers, playing for my brothers, playing for the guy next to me.
Have you developed your skills in the passing game and as a receiver, and how quickly do you think you'll be able to contribute in the NFL to that aspect?
You know, it's natural ability comes with learning. As much as I can learn from the guys from on the next level would help me. And I think just going out there and just playing football, you know, it shouldn't be a problem.
Sonny, how much did that help with having Chubb as a teammate? I mean, obviously there's got to be some competitive juices between you two. Can you discuss that, how much that helped you make you made better?
You know, me and Nick, we just competed against each other. Having somebody there as good as he is just helped me want to, you know, better my game every day. There was no days that, you know, I could step on the field and be like, I didn't want to get my best. You know, he brought the best out of me.
Is that going to carry over to this draft process, do you think? Will you be watching his workouts, trying to run faster than him in the 40? And how does that competitive spirit kind of carry over now?
It's not so much against him. It's just so much just trying to be the best that I can be. Yeah, we might joke around just on who has the better numbers, but it's not all about us competing against each other. He's going to do the best he can be. I'm going to do the best that I can do. And I know he's going to have good success, and hopefully I'll do the same thing.
Do you think the success of last year's running back class kind of helps your draft stock at all, just seeing what guys can do and come in right away?
I'm not sure. You know, that's something that's out of my control.
So, is there a running back in the NFL maybe that you kind of model yourself after, somebody's running style you look up to?
There's guys like Reggie Bush, LeSean McCoy that I watch. Because I don't know if I run quite as well as them. Those are explosive guys. They make guys miss. And so those are particular players that I watch often.
What motivates you to succeed?
The willingness to win. I just want to win.
Study on the meetings before you go into the meetings, and say which teams do you have meetings set up for?
You know, I have quite a few teams. We don't have the names on the lane. We just got the room number, so we know once we show up to the rooms. I don't so much prepare so much for them. I just try to go in there and be myself. I want these coaches to get the truth on Michelle. I don't want to seem like I'm coached up on anything, media trained. I just want to go in there and just show them who they're going to be able to potentially draft one day.
Who is the real Sonny Michelle? What do you want them to see beyond your football attributes? Like what kind of guy you are, what you're into off the field?
You know, the person who they're interacting with, who they see in front of them. You know, a person that could be a professional. I consider myself a professional on many levels. Walking in, willing to learn from guys that were there before me and try to carry that wave.
Everybody wants to be the guy. Having succeeded and shared with Nick, does that prepare you better maybe for a two-back system at the next level?
Kind of, but it's different on that level. I mean, it's a whole different level. It's a whole different ball game. At the end of the day, I got to run my race. I got to do what I got to do to prepare myself to be ready when my number is called.
So you want to be the guy?
I mean, if I work hard enough, then hopefully I'll be able to get the opportunity. It depends what system you're in. If you're on a team that likes to throw the ball and to their running backs, then it's very important that you're able to catch the ball.
What's the most underrated thing that you offer that maybe people don't think of right away, but that you're really good at?
The most underrated thing? I'm not sure. Maybe pass blocking. I'm very passionate about pass blocking. Sometimes it's not all about running the football. It's about doing what's possible to help the next man succeed.
So, what did you take from the college football playoff experience that you'll learn and you think will help you be a better player?
Be where your feet are. Soak in the opportunity that's given to you, because you know that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, something that I'll never get back, something that I probably won't ever be able to experience, that exact experience. I won't be able to experience that. So I just, you know, just learn to be where your feet are and just soak everything in. I'm not sure where he's going to be, but I know he's going to be a good football player on this next level. Just his passion to want to win.
Sony, people have discussed ball security issues with you because you had some fumbles. What contributed to that? But your numbers dropped off. Like, you had less fumbles as your career went on. What did you change maybe about your style or something like that? Did you change anything to be able to have better ball security?
Just focusing on, you know, holding on to the ball. That's the only thing that I can do. Just be more cautious of where I put the ball when I'm running it.
How do you feel like you would fit a team like the Giants, need a running back?
I'm not not sure. It depends. I would only know that if I end up on their team, if I end up in that organization. Right now, it's too early to predict where, how I'm going to fit in and where I'm going to be.
Have you met with them?
No.
Have you had meetings with teams, though?
Yeah.
Have you met with Carolina?
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Yeah, I met with a couple teams.
How about you and Chubb? How do you, obviously, two guys in this draft, I feel like you guys complemented each other. What are your strengths, weaknesses? Like, complement each other?
Oh, we just kind of just feed off each other. Just want to compete, guys. I think with two guys, it's like to compete and have fun. I mean, that's what this game's all about, just having fun. We've been playing this game for so long. So that's what we just want to continue doing.
Do you think you guys better to have each other?
Yeah, it does. Because, you know, there's no room for slacking, no room for error.
Sonny, have you met with the Redskins?
No.
Thank you.
What's the toughest thing about this process for you?
What's the toughest? I don't see nothing really being tough about this process. It's just a big opportunity for me. I mean, everybody's dreams of playing the NFL. Get in front of coaches. I get to sell myself in front of coaches when I talk to them. This is, there ain't no, they get to look at my body, see how healthy I am. So there's really no bad part about this process.
It all goes away. You can't almost prepare for this in a sense. Like just the interviews and workouts. It's almost like there's no playbook in a sense.
Yeah, I mean, at some point you got to kind of be yourself. You got to go in there and just do what you've been doing. Yeah, you'll prepare a little bit to maybe perform well on the field, but you know, you just focus on being you and everything will just happen.
Did life change at all after that Rose Bowl in terms of people knowing who you were? I mean, obviously in SEC country, they clearly did. Did it change at all after that game?
I don't think so.
No?
I'm not sure. It's not something I really follow.
Yeah. There's game speed, and then there's, like, in the combine, you're doing your 40. What would you like to be at as far as your 40 time?
I just wanted to be fast. Whatever these teams consider to be fast, I don't know what the number is, but I just want to run fast, be able to run fast enough to open up a coach's eye.
So you haven't met with the Giants, have you met with the other New York teams, the Jets?
No.
What about Broncos?
What did you find out about yourself in being in a backfield where you had to split the load?
Just being a good teammate. Learn how to compete against other great players, and just ultimately just soaking it in and having fun.
Brian Schottenheimer is the new OC in Seattle. What were your experiences with him like at Georgia?
The experiences were great. You know, we had good times, we had bad times. We lost games, that was the bad times, but just overall it was pretty good. He's a good guy, good coach. I'm sure he's going to have much success at Seattle.
What do you think will translate well to being the offensive coordinator in Seattle from your time with him?
Let's say it again.
What characteristics do you think will translate well in being an offensive coordinator in Seattle based on the time that you spent with him in Georgia?
Just his ability to be able to use the players he had, his personnel, putting him in the right place to succeed.
Who are some of the guys in the league that you've looked up to and studied as you've gotten ready to, you know, gone through your college career and then now getting ready to become a pro?
You know, I watch guys like Reggie Bush, LeSean McCoy. Those are guys I just kind of watch and just, you know, I admire their game because they make plays. They make guys miss. You know, they do great things. Those are guys that's going to be legendary backs. So those guys I kind of watch.
They're both guys known for, like, their shiftiness. Obviously something you have, but they're also complete backs. I heard you talking a little bit earlier about the pass pro part of your game. How much have you worked on the pass protection, pass catching, and being that complete back that can play all three downs?
I work on that as much as I work on running the football. You know, I don't try to work on one thing more than the other. I just try to be a complete football player as I was in college and now that I'm training.
When you talk about the pass protection stuff, how much film work have you done to prepare for NFL fronts and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I've just been watching over, getting familiar with it. You know, because things may change, terminology may change, but just getting familiar with the basics.
Sony, have you met with the Titans formally yet?
No.
Okay. All right. Appreciate you.
Thanks, sir.